Open windows. September the 30th. The Heavenly Christ. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives for ever. Oh, dear children, this is the last hour. 1 John 2, verses 17 and 18. Over wide stretches of the earth, the people of God are being driven, scattered, having everything outward taken. The question is, why does the Lord allow it? Why is it so, if the Lord is wise and almighty and gracious? It is to discover how much the heavenly Christ is to his people, and how much they depend upon the earthly order of things, even the Christian order. That which was from the beginning, little children, it is the last hour. The one who does the will of God lives for ever. Do you see the link? If at the end, at the last hour, it is as it was from the beginning, then it will abide for ever. But if it has become something else, it will go. This whole question of heavenly relationship with the Lord is a tremendously searching one. The fact that Christ has transferred everything to heaven, and that nothing less than a life in heavenly union with him will stand the test at any time. We will ask the Lord that he will take this, if it is really true, and search us. It may be that some of us will find comfort, because we shall see that this is exactly what the Lord is doing with us. Why isolation? Why the testings? Why the loneliness in spiritual life? To save us from things unto himself, even Christian things, so that God's end, that Christ may be all and in all, shall be reached. Not things, but Christ. Not Christianity, but Christ. Not Christian work, but Christ.